8. Pick your battles carefully. The perfect economy strategy. We all have limitations. Our energies and skills will take us only so far. Danger comes from trying to surpass our limits. Seduced by some glittering prize into overextending ourselves, we end up exhausted and vulnerable. You must know your limits and pick your battles carefully. Consider the hidden costs of a war. Time lost, political goodwill squandered, an embittered enemy bent on revenge. Sometimes it is better to wait, to undermine your enemies covertly rather than hitting them straight on. If battle cannot be avoided, get them to fight on your terms. Aim at their weaknesses, make the war expensive for them and cheap for you. Fighting with perfect economy, you can outlast even the most powerful foe. The Spiral Effect. In 281 BC, war broke out between Rome and the city of Tarentum on Italy's east coast. Tarentum had begun as a colony of the Greek city of Sparta. Its citizens still spoke Greek, considered themselves cultured Spartans, and thought other Italian cities barbaric. Rome, meanwhile, was an emerging power, locked in a series of wars with neighboring cities. The prudent Romans were reluctant to take on Tarentum. It was Italy's wealthiest city at the time, rich enough to finance its allies in a war against Rome. It was also too far away, off in the southeast, to pose an immediate threat. But the Tarentines had sunk some Roman ships that had wandered into their harbor, killing the fleet's admiral. And when Rome had tried to negotiate a settlement, its ambassadors had been insulted. Roman honor was at stake, and it readied itself for war. Tarentum had a problem. It was wealthy, but had no real army. Its citizens had gotten used to easy living. The solution was to call in a Greek army to fight on its behalf. The Spartans were otherwise occupied, so the Tarentines called on King Pyrrhus of Epirus, the greatest Greek warrior king since Alexander the Great. Epirus was a small kingdom in west-central Greece. It was a poor land, sparsely populated, with meager resources. But Pyrrhus, raised on stories of Achilles, for whom his family claimed to be descended, and of Alexander the Great, a distant cousin, was determined to follow in the footsteps of his illustrious ancestors and relatives, expanding Epirus and carving out his own empire. In battle, he had become known for leading dangerous charges, earning himself the nickname the Eagle. Back in Epirus, he had built up his small army and trained it well, even managing to defeat the much larger Macedonian army in several battles.